Remember when banking meant waiting in line at a branch during limited hours? That world is rapidly disappearing. Banking has transformed from a place you visit to something you simply do, anywhere, anytime. This shift represents more than convenience. It's a fundamental reimagining of financial services for a hyper-connected world. The evidence is everywhere. Consumers check mobile banking 20-30 times monthly, but visit branches only 3-4 times yearly. Even JPMorgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon has acknowledged this seismic shift. For Generation Z, anyone born after 2000, digital banking isn't revolutionary. It's simply the expected baseline. What's driving this transformation? Our relationship with technology has become deeply personal. We sleep with our phones beside us. We check them first thing in the morning and last thing at night. We use them in the bathroom. 75% of Americans admit this. This intimate connection creates unprecedented opportunities for financial services to become embedded in our daily lives, if banks can adapt quickly enough. Internet access is now considered a basic human right. Today's consumers are digital multitaskers, simultaneously using multiple devices, spending 94 minutes daily on apps, and checking messages up to 100 times daily. This hyperconnectivity has shifted banking power dynamics. Unlike the 1970s, when mortgage applicants faced all-powerful bank managers, today's customers control their journey through online research. Most internet users, 88%, begin mortgage searches online, spending 6 to 11 hours researching before selecting a provider, with 72% comparing multiple lenders. New technologies spread rapidly. Telephones took 50 years to reach critical mass, while the iPad reached 50 million users in under 2 years. Banks not innovating at customer technology adoption pace risk losing to more agile competitors. Customer decisions now hinge on mobile capability, internet banking support, and frictionless experiences rather than branch proximity. Research shows 82% of consumers consider digital service quality when choosing a bank, while only 31% prioritize branch location. Though bank derives from the Italian banco, benches for money traders, physical branches grow increasingly irrelevant. Branch networks are shrinking globally, with major closures by Bank of America, HSBC USA, and daily branch losses in the UK since 1990. Banking is fundamentally about utility, enabling financial lives rather than providing physical experiences. We don't buy mortgages, we buy homes. Banking's value lies in facilitating activities that now happen digitally 24/7. Only three factors still draw customers to branches: business cash deposits, complex product advice, and major problem resolution. The paradox: while customers abandon branches for daily transactions, many still want them for psychological comfort. Successful adaptations create engaging spaces that reinforce brand psychology. Umpqua Bank pioneered this in 1994 with attractive stores staffed by people-skilled employees. Other models include bank shops in high-traffic areas, pop-up branches, comfortable advisory spaces, and automated locations. Despite innovations, behavioral shifts work against branches, with wealthy, time-poor customers viewing them as friction points. Mobile banking's power comes from its personal nature, combining intimate space, contextual awareness, and constant availability to enable unique time and location-specific experiences. The financial impact is significant. Barclays Pingit gained 120,000 downloads in 5 days. Square serves over 2 million merchants, 25% of U.S. card merchants, and Starbucks processes 25% of North American payments through their app. In developing economies, mobile phones outnumber bank accounts by 5-10 times, positioning them to become the world's basic banking system by 2020. Mobile payments, especially peer-to-peer transfers, already thrive where traditional financial infrastructure is lacking. Financial products are inherently virtual, like digital media rather than physical goods, making them ideal for online distribution. The complexity stems not from the products, but from unnecessary compliance processes banks have created, inviting disruption. The future promises frictionless experiences, selecting items in a store and walking out, with charges processed automatically through your mobile wallet and receipts delivered instantly to your phone. Social media's real-time impact is undeniable. When U.S. Airways Flight 1549 crashed in the Hudson in 2009, Twitter broke the news just 2 minutes after impact, outpacing traditional media. Obama raised $55 million in 29 days through online networks, nearly five times McCain's traditional fundraising results. Customers engaging with companies via social media spend 20 to 40% more and demonstrate stronger emotional commitment. Yet most Fortune 500 financial institutions lack recognizable social media leadership. Banks initially responded poorly by pushing traditional advertising through social channels while restricting employee access. Censoring negative feedback only creates backlash, as Westpac learned after deleting Facebook comments about rate increases. With nearly 57% of connected Americans on social media daily, customers now expect real-time service and freely share opinions. Social media empowers consumers through tribes and influential voices that traditional companies struggle to counter. Crowdsourcing transforms customers into co-creators, developing products that gain immediate advocacy because they're customer-designed. Commonwealth Bank's Idea Bank and First Direct's Lab exemplify this by inviting customers to submit and vote on banking innovations. As computing becomes more mobile, our data must follow us rather than remain fixed to specific devices. Despite compliance concerns, banks can't afford to reject cloud computing. Legacy IT infrastructure, where banks have invested billions, was designed for transaction-centric banking, not today's customer-centric approach. Banking products are inherently contextual. Mortgages make sense at a potential home, car loans at dealerships, travel insurance when booking holidays. Contact awareness now allows banks to determine customer location and gather real-time data through mobile searches, check-ins, and app usage. Credit card transaction history provides valuable data for targeted marketing, like offering a JCPenney discount to someone who previously shopped at Macy's. Location-based services represent a significant revenue stream, projected to generate $1.7 billion annually for card issuers by 2015. In modern banking, bad sales experiences feel exploitative, while good ones feel like valuable service. Push-based marketing must evolve into pull-based, point-of-impact service selling with real-time offers at the point of sale. Digital transformation isn't optional for banks, it's survival. The bank of the future must make five critical developments. 1. Digital competency must become core DNA rather than a supporting function. Future growth depends on serving digital natives who view traditional processes as friction. 2. Branches need deleveraging to supporting roles, with analysis determining viable locations. Most retail banks must consolidate branch networks by 30 to 50% over the next decade to compete with digital-only challengers. 3. Banking must shift to contextual journeys where marketing becomes an integrated service experience. Systems should anticipate customer needs based on behavioral patterns, delivering personalized offerings. 4. Customer dialogue through social media must evolve beyond basic service to become a strategic asset that shapes strategy and builds community engagement. 5. Agile IT infrastructure requires strategic partnerships and cloud adoption, as legacy systems can't meet modern demands. Banking is shifting from products, processes, and places to capabilities available whenever needed. Banks must remove friction from every process, or competitors will capture market share through superior user experience. Banking is no longer somewhere customers go, it's something they do seamlessly in daily life.